taxpayer to spend £2 million protecting terror supporter Anjum Chowdhury. By Liam Deacon on October 15, 2018. The British taxpayer is to pay out a sum £2 million to protect notorious Islamic hate preacher and terrorist supporter Anjum Chowdhury after he is given early release from jail this week. The security operation will monitor his movements and his observance of 25 separate bail conditions on his behavior while out on license, described as the most stringent controls ever placed in a UK citizen. Last week it was reported that Mr. Chowdhury will be eligible for release this Wednesday, with him expected to leave prison in Durham on Thursday or Friday, the Sunday Telegraph has learned. An unnamed source said, "The rules will be so restrictive to prevent him having any contact with other extremists or vulnerable young men and women." The radical Islamist, 51, has served just half of a 5.5-year jail term, handed to him in 2016 for inciting British jihadists to fight for Islamic State. The terror convict, his wife and his 5 children are expected to be moved out of their council property to a new location, with reports last week suggesting he will be given a safe house and allowed to claim benefits from the taxpayer. When he is out, Chowdhury will be banned from going to or preaching at certain mosques, will only be allowed to associate with people given prior approval, and could be blocked from using the internet altogether. A source explained, "These are probably the most stringent conditions ever drafted for a prisoner being released on license, and any breach whatsoever will be enough to see him return to prison. Breaching the conditions will see him sent straight back prison where he will be forced to complete the rest of his sentence." Sources said counter-terror police and the security service will be watching him like a hawk to ensure he abides by the strict terms of his conditional release. Harry Fletcher, a probation union official and now director of the Victims' Rights Campaign, said, "All prisoners are subject to license conditions, but because he was convicted of terrorism offenses, they will be particularly rigorous in this case. They will restrict his movements, his use of the internet, who he can associate with, and even where he can go. But police and probation also have a duty of care to him and will have to ensure he is provoked or attacked. Obviously, this all comes with associated costs." Chowdhury led the banned terror organization Al-Muhajirun, and has been linked to at least 15 terror plot attackers since 2000, including London Bridge terrorist Khurram Butt, the killers of Lee Rigby, Michael Adebolaho, and Michael Adebowale, and a suspected Islamic State executioner.